Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine for this November 30th, 2022. You have your host, James J. Maloff, here at 10:30. We are going to welcome in Catherine Eckhart. She is the director of McMillan Memorial Library. Looking forward to having Catherine in with us. Right now, we have Katie Wright here. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry. There we go. There is the right one. I had you on a different mic. There we go. Katie, how you been?
Good. How are you?
It's been so long since we...
I know.
We appreciate you coming in. Actually, a little behind the scenes look for everybody. Katie's kind of filling in for us. We had a different guest. They had to cancel. So Katie kind of stepped up at the last second here to jump in. We appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, no problem.
Especially because we get to talk about some fun stuff going on in our area involving the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, which of course Katie is the events director over at. So let's preview the Nakusa Area Hometown Christmas. This is one of our favorites around here. It's one of our local favorites, and it's one of the more fun events we have. It really signs of, hey, it is Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, now that the cold weather is coming around, I hate to say it, but, you know.
Yeah.
Totally fills that in.
Might as well go all in and just embrace the winter. Just embrace the winter times and stuff. So the Nakusa Hometown Christmas, this is a fun one. Let's treat this, though, Katie, as if people out there have not heard of this event before. What do they have to expect this Saturday, December 3rd?
It's a little bit smaller than a Rekindle the Spirit Parade that happened last week. I will say we had 50 plus parade goers at that event. So we do have a handful of amazing cars and people walking this event on Saturday. The parade starts at 5:15. It starts at the Nakusa Library on Bueller Avenue and ends at Goodfellas Pizza. I would say stick around. We do have a Riverside Holiday Drive-Through Lighting event that is at Riverside as well at 6:15, followed by some fireworks.
That is going to be a blast.
Yeah.
You also have the Holiday Arts from 9 to 3, the Holiday Arts, Crafts, and More at the Nakusa Community Center. Our good friend Heather Sayers is going to be running that. And a shout out to Heather and wish her a good morning and a good time with the event. Going to be a lot of fun, that one. And then story and cooking decorating. That seems like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
So from 9:30 to 10:30, story time and cookie decorating, Nakusa Charles and Joanne Lester Library was where that'll take place on 100 Park Avenue. If you haven't been there before, it's a great little library, great place to check out, and a really perfect area for this kind of an event. Story time is always fun. Cookie decorating is amazing. It's always fun.
Absolutely.
Story time, maybe as an adult, you don't get as into. Cookie making, I don't care what age you are, is always fun.
It's always fun.
It's a great idea for an event. I like that.
So are they going to give you a cookie to eat while you decorate it?
It's good. Yeah, I mean, you almost have to, right?
Yeah, yes.
You have one to eat, one for you. One
yes.
for me, one for you kind of thing.
Exactly.
10 to 4, the Christmas coffee, bake sale, and luncheon. Sponsored by the Nakusa UCC Women United at the United Church of Christ. That's a church right by the bridge at 205 Market Street. Can't miss it. Looks like they're going to have quilts, knitted items, cards, Rada knives, and more. That's going to be a fun one. And maybe a chance to do some Christmas shopping.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Do you have relatives or people in your life where they will only accept unique, homegrown gifts?
You know, my father is very much like that.
Yeah.
He, you know, living in Kansas City, every time he comes up here, he buys something local, whether it be syrup, cranberries, anything. He loves that stuff.
Yeah.
Anything.
My mom is like that.
Yeah.
Where by this point, she's a huge Coca-Cola fan. So for the first 20 years of my life and my brother and my sister's lives, what do? We bought her Coca-Cola things.
Right.
I believe that she has literally every single thing you can have of Coca-Cola now. So now it's like, okay, enough with that. I want original gifts. I want gifts that were created here in town or things like that.
Yeah. So, they're fun.
She's right. They are. They're great.
Yeah.
They're really good. And it's a break from the Coca-Cola stuff. It's
exactly.
Maybe not get dad the tie this year. Maybe get him,
something else.
Yeah. We got so many great, unique things. And events like this are great places to find those kind of things. So again, from 10 to 4, this Saturday, December 3rd, will be the Christmas coffee bake sale and luncheon. From 1 to 4 on Saturday, they're going to be an open house in the Nakusa Fire Station.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, you can come see the fire engines and visit with the firemen. Any chance to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever gotten to do anything like that, Ken?
I haven't. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be so much fun, though.
When I was a kid, I want to say it was like the first field trip I went on in Chicago. We went to the Chicago Fire Department.
Yeah.
It changed my life. Like, the rest of my life, I will always, I would like to think that I would anyway, but always love and admire firefighters, like, well, and what they do.
Absolutely. And especially in these parades. I remember being at the Nakusa Christmas parade last year with my daughter, and I think those were the most exciting ones in the parade, because you see their face and noises and lights, and it's exciting. It gets you riled up for the rest of the parade.
Well, and not to be overly serious or anything, right. But you know, it's anything that creates more empathy in our society, especially with the youth, and seeing that, like that little story I just shared about me, and I spent my whole life, you know, looking up to and admiring firefighters.
Right.
If we can create that in more kids with our firefighters, with our police officers, with any of this, we need people that are going to want to do these jobs when these kids get older.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's important that as a society, we're holding accountability, of course. I'm not saying not that, but certainly also showing that there are good things about these positions. There are good things about these jobs. And we as a society, we respect people that do these jobs. That's how you get kids to want to do them eventually. And they're fun. Fire trucks are fun.
They are so much
they're
fun.
Awesome. They're cool. Like the win-win situation for the kids.
Right.
Let's see. And then after that open house, that is again 1 to 4 on Saturday at 5:15, the parade will start. And as Katie was talking about, that'll begin at the Nakusa Library on Bueller Avenue and end at Goodfellas Pizza. If you have never been to Goodfellas, get some Goodfellas in your life. Is it some of the best pizza you'll ever have?
Good.
It's really good stuff. That parade is such a blast, too. Do we know any of the people that are going to be participating in the parade yet?
I do, but I will say, stay tuned, get excited.
Okay. All right, yeah, even better.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, that's a good tease.
Yeah.
Nicely done, Katie. Nicely done. Shout out to everybody that's going to be participating in that. And at 6:30, fireworks at Riverside Park, one of my favorite spots in this whole state. I love Riverside Park.
Me too.
And the fireworks over there, it's such a great place to see fireworks.
Oh, it's so open. It's perfect for it.
Isn't there something too? Like, I love 4th of July. I like the fireworks on the 4th and everything, and in the summer. There's something about fireworks in the cold. There's something about it. It's a whole different thing.
I feel like it's a whole different feeling, too.
It is, yes.
Especially for the holidays.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't know what it is about it. I couldn't put my finger on it, but there's something about it I just like. It's this little bit.
It's like the start of you, like Christmas coming. It's like, here are some fireworks. I don't know.
Yeah. Lighted drive-through park kicks off and runs through January 1st from dusk till dawn. So that's something that you can enjoy all season long, right up until the first of the year. And again, the Nakusa Hometown Christmas is going on this weekend, starting December 3rd. A big shout out to all the businesses, all the volunteers, everybody making this possible. Katie, is there anything about this one that stands out to you? Because I imagine you haven't gotten to do this before, right? You weren't here last year at this time, were you?
I mean, I've been to the parades in the past, but never, like, actually, you know,
gotten to really
run it or anything.
Yeah,
I'm very excited. So it's kind of a thrill. So I'm ready.
I'm a big fan of the Nakusa area. And
yes.
So all of these events sound really cool to me. I got to come back to that story time and cookie decorating, though.
That sounds really cool.
That sounds like a lot of fun. 9:30
sure
to 10:30.
Make sure you save cookies for the rest of us, though,
yes,
James.
Yes,
okay?
I promise nothing. I promise. I am almost any other food, I could say, oh, yeah, I'll save you some. Cookies, I'm really bad with cookies.
I am, too.
Are you? Okay.
Oh, that nice cream. Tell you
what. Yeah. Donuts. It's donuts and cookies for me. Like, they don't last more than five seconds around me. I'm horrible with it. We'll get back to this, and I want to wrap up with going over some of what we just did with the Nakusa Hometown Christmas. I did also want to mention, though, the Santa visits.
Oh, yeah.
The Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Great work that they do over there. Are nice enough to have gotten us the get of all gets, the guest of all guests. We have Santa coming to town. Santa visits will be at Riverside Park in Nakusa from 5 to 7, starting on Sunday, December 4th, with books from Santa. And that's sponsored by the Nakusa Library. That is going to be fun.
Oh, that'll be so much fun. And I recommend you going to our website and seeing all those different dates, because we have plenty of dates of our favorite Santa. Mm-hmm. I guess our one and only Santa.
Yeah. On Thursday, December 8th, Pictures in the Park, sponsored by Badger Marine. So that is going to be pretty self-explanatory. You'll be able to take pictures with Santa in the, I believe, Riverside Park. That'll be beautiful. That'll be fun. Oh, yeah, of course, at Riverside Park. All these things are taking place at Riverside Park.
Yep.
You're not going to take it to another park to take the pictures.
No.
Friday, December 9th, Kids Activities Books. And those will be given out by the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Great idea with that. We just had Phil Hartley in from Quality Plus Printing talking about the coloring books that they're doing and everything. And anytime we could do these kind of things for kids, it's celebrating the season. It's celebrating our youth. And it's this one more thing for kids to enjoy about the season.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, most kids are going to have a decent Christmas, a good Christmas, but there's no guarantee on that.
Right.
All these little things really do add up to the day and adding on to that day. So it really goes a lot farther than we could really speak to.
Right.
Saturday, December 10th, they'll have sleigh rides sponsored by Champions Auto Wash. That's going to be fun.
I know.
I've never been on a sleigh ride. Have you?
It's always been hay rides, but never.
Yeah, I've been on a couple hay rides. I've never been on a sleigh ride, though. I got to think that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be fun.
I love horses.
I do too.
Oh, yeah? Just that alone, I would be in. That'd be fun. December 11th, they're going to have Hot Cocoa with Santa. It's sponsored by Nakusa Court. Any chance to get in good with the big man is an opportunity to take. That's speaking for myself there. I'm sorry. All of you are fine out there. All of you guys will
James,
be fine.
You got to suck up a
yeah,
little bit.
I do. I really. It's getting here to go time. I got less than a month here. I got to get this down. So that is going to be fun. And, you had me at Hot Cocoa and Santa. That is going to be great. Thursday, December 15th, Paws and Claws. This is a special one. It's sponsored by Bow Wow Meow. That looks like a really fun one.
You know, I'm excited for that one. I told Heather I would help her work that day just so I can pet some dogs.
Right.
Yeah.
Katie, we're seeing a lot of parallels between the two of us today. Because I'm right with you on that. You had me a dog. Not to give anything too much away, but we have some stuff that we're working on behind the scenes. And Ashley, our new salesperson, sent me this proposal and this idea. I'm like, Ashley, you had me at dogs.
Oh,
like all the other stuff is great, but dogs. Like, okay, sure. What do you need from me? I'll be there. Anything involving that. So yes, Thursday, December 15th, Paws and Claws. On Friday, December 16th, you got Crafts with Kids. That's sponsored by Nakusa Community Center. Should be another great event.
Really fun.
And a good opportunity for kids to be able to create some stuff, make some stuff, maybe even make some holiday gifts for family. Saturday, December 17th, Santa's Cookies.
James.
Sorry. I got distracted there for a second. I was just thinking about cookies.
More cookies.
Sponsored by Nakusa Piggly Wiggly. Going to be a fun one there. And Sunday, December 18th, Letters to Santa, sponsored by Quality Plus Printing. Of course, a great one. One of the traditions of this time of year, writing letters to Santa. I don't talk for a living. I should mention something, though. I think that while it's not really known, I think there is a cutoff to this. Because I keep writing, and I have yet to know if Santa hasn't written back. And I don't know if, like, in your 30s and 40s, you're supposed to be writing Santa anymore. But I just kind of thought you were still supposed
to.
There's
no limit. And maybe you should go talk to him.
I don't really write much. I just kind of, it's a little bit of, like, hey, how you doing? So this year I did this and this. It's more like a family, letter kind of thing.
Yeah.
I have yet to get a return from him. I'm not sure if that's something I should still keep doing. Keep in mind, this is all while supplies last, and send a big shout out to the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce and all these different businesses that are sponsoring all these events. A big shout out to all of you. Thanks so much for making this next month so good for all the people of our community, not just the kids, but everybody in our community being able to enjoy the holiday season. We all understand that these are tough times, and not everybody has a lot of dollars and cents to play around with or do. So maybe, people are worried about, am I going to be able to give my family or give myself or my significant other the Christmas that I want them to have? these events and all this different stuff we have going on really help with that.
Oh, absolutely. And they're great memories to make and yes. free events. And it's just, it's very heartwarming and heart-filling to...
There is something about this time of year that just gets you. Yeah. And there's so many fun things going on. So again, the Nakusa Area Hometown Christmas going on this weekend, and Visits with Santa going on Sunday, and throughout Sundays throughout the month there. So be sure to check that out. You can find out more by going to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. It's all one word, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. December is a busy month, and we know that you guys from the Chamber, Katie, you'll be joining us again to talk some more about some of these events that we'll be getting to in December and that. So we'll talk more about some of that when we have you back in studio.
Perfect.
What I'd like to do real quick is recap, rewind for a second. You mentioned Rekindle the Spirit earlier.
Yep.
How did that go?
You know, I wasn't here for that, but from what I was told, it was just amazing. There was probably 50 plus parade goers that signed up for that. Got lots of photos from the McMillan Library where Santa and Mrs. Claus was there, and the line was just out the door.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
From what I heard, it was an amazing turnout, and it was just a great event.
It's wonderful to hear. And yeah. I know how much the area loves that event and looks forward to it and everything. So really good to hear. From what I heard from people, they enjoyed it. They had a great time with it and already looking forward to next year.
Oh, yeah. So am I.
right on. Well, speaking of that, now we've talked about this when you first joined us and everything, Katie. But since we got a couple minutes here, I've been waiting to do this with you for, you know, being in the job for a while. So about how long has it been since you've been with the Chamber, Katie?
Man, I would say just like right at the beginning of July.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
towards the end of summer there.
So but at least a half a year. You've
oh,
been
yeah.
there for a while now and everything. Now, for the audience that doesn't know, you came here. You're a bit of a transplant like myself.
Yes.
Where did you come from?
Kansas City.
Right. And yep. so you getting more familiar with the area, I imagine,
oh, yeah.
and getting to enjoy the area a little
yeah.
bit more. Are there things that you've found in this area that, like, oh my God, I don't know how I live without this. Like, I love this, or I'm really enjoying this part of it. Are you and the family are enjoying?
I think it's just everything. I mean, it's so much different than, you know, Kansas City. It's just, there's a lot of things in Kansas City that I love, but there's a lot of things here in Rapids I love as well. It's the community dynamic and everything. Home, it feels like home here. Mm. I think everything that I go to, like the library, we love going there. I mean, just it's so small, and I don't know how to explain it. It's just...
I think your voice explains
yeah.
it. I can hear it in your voice. I can hear it. It's not to say that you love one more than the other, or
exactly.
one's better than the other. It's there's something extra about one place, as and there's something just different about another.
Right.
You know, we do this all the time. You've got plenty of candy you like. You don't like one or the other, maybe. You just like candy.
Exactly.
That's cool to hear. It's good for you, the family. That's great. Are there some stuff, what about the job? How are there things about the job that you came into it thinking, okay, I'll like, and then there's things like, oh, wow, I love doing this. This is a lot of fun. I didn't
yeah.
even know I'd be doing this.
I didn't really have, I mean, I had some expectations coming in at this job, but once I got into it more and got my groove, I think there's a lot more that I love about it, and making people happy and putting on these events like the Rekindle the Spirit. I wasn't there for it. I missed out, and seeing those pictures really made my heart happy. So seeing other people happy and enjoying these events really makes me continue doing what I'm doing.
It's one of those things. I can relate a little bit to that
yeah.
with this job that we do here. You're told, you know, it's about the audience. You're told that you're going to be, you know, enjoy giving things away and stuff. And then when you actually do it, and then there's no words for it. It
right.
feels amazing. I've never won anything in radio, and I haven't really won a lot of things in my life. I've given away thousands of things, and I guarantee that I feel a lot better giving them away and
Same.
Doing that than I do receiving stuff. There's nothing like it, and it never gets old. I don't care if you're giving away a T-shirt, or like earlier we gave away Green Bay tickets. You know, whatever it is, it just feels great. There's parts of a job, and I think a lot of jobs are like this, if not all of them, where you're looking at it and you're like, okay, well, I can do this and this and this. And then you start doing the job and you're like, oh, actually, I can do even more than I realized, or,
yeah.
or aspects of it. Are there skills and things that this job has brought out of you that you didn't even know you had, or that you didn't know that you were, that, you know, has fine-tuned?
You know, I think I knew I had a great creativity, but I think that's expanded a lot more with this job too. In my thought process and things that I want to do, I feel like my brain's growing and growing with more ideas of how I can put my heart and soul into this town. And it's just, there's a lot.
Yeah. It's one of the, it seems like, not of course having done it, I don't know, but having a couple of, events directors come in and talk with them and knowing a little bit about the job, it seems like one of those ones where the longer you do it, the more opportunities you have, not only the better you get at it,
right,
but the more your creativity gets a chance to really expand and see what can I do? What can I get myself involved in? What dirt can I get my hands in?
And, right,
and really come up with some stuff. That part of it, I'm as excited for you as I am for our community with, because it's great to have, it's certainly important and very vital to have local influence, local feedback and everything. It's the lifeblood of both of our businesses, what you do, what I do. It's incredibly vital to it. I think that it's healthy to have transplants like ourselves and,
right,
and people from out of state and people from out of town coming in. And not only do we have a fresh perspective on things and a fresh set of eyes, but we're able to bring some creative things to the fold that maybe don't always come up, don't always have. And man, do we can we show an appreciation for this area that not everybody
Absolutely.
Can. It's a different thing when you come from a different background and you come to an area like this and, you know, get to experience it and express to people, hey, this is really good what you got here.
Oh, yeah. And not, you know, coming from a big city, it's like, I don't know anything about small towns until you come here and you actually live there. It's like, okay, this community cares.
Right. Yeah. Well said.
Yes.
I think, it's one of those things that, again, you don't know until you're inside of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like dark, the night, you know, it looks, you know, from the inside, from the outside looks incredibly dark. Once you get inside, it seems a lot lighter.
Yep.
The jobs are like that. Let's go over one more time the Nakusa Hometown Christmas. Let's go through some of the great things that are going on this weekend. And how does it kick off, Katie?
Yep, so parade starts at 5:15 at Nakusa Library on Bueller, ends at Goodfellas. Excuse me, Riverside Holiday Drive-Thru Lighting at 6:15 p.m. That runs from dusk to dawn until January 1st. Then we have Light Up the Sky Fireworks Show at 6:30 p.m. at Riverside Park, followed by some Santa visits, so make sure you check out our calendar on the Chamber website. And then I will go through our sponsors just super fast. Alliant Energy, Richey Funeral Home, City of Nakusa, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, and Domtar Industries.
And keep in mind, from 8 to 10 this Saturday, Breakfast with Santa and Nakusa Court at 145 North Cedar Avenue. Adults $7, children 5 to 12, $5 and 4 and under getting in for free. From 9 to 3 will be the Holiday Arts and Crafts and more at the Nakusa Community Center at 416 Crestview Avenue. Say hi to our good friend Heather and the gang over there. And from 9:30 and 10:30, story time and cookie decorating at the Nakusa Charles and Joanne Lester Public Library. All great stuff. And as Katie was mentioning there, the Nakusa Santa Visits with Santa, that kicks off this Sunday, December 4th, with Books from Santa. And then Thursday, December 8th, Pictures in the Park. Friday, December 9th, Kids Activity Books. Saturday, December 10th, Sleigh Rides. December 11th, Hot Cocoa with Santa. Thursday, December 15th, Paws and Claws. Friday, December 16th, Crafts with Kids. Saturday, December 17th, Santa Cookies. And Sunday, December 18th, Letters to Santa. This complete list and everything else that Katie and I have been talking about, you can find at the Chamber's website. And again, that is heartofwisconsinchamber.com. Just all one word, type it in your bar there and you'll be able to go right to it.
So make sure you go and get your cookies before James does.
Yes, it's probably a good idea. Yes, you're learning.
I'm learning.
Yep, real quick. Katie, thank you so much for being in with us today. I appreciate the time.
Yeah.
We'll say hi to everybody over at the Chamber for us, okay?
I will.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk, have some more fun here on Morning Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio.